Hello there, everyone. My name is Wes, and I'm joined by Adrian and Matt for another Healthy Stream episode. As a fair warning, we will spoil this week's movie in our review, so if you haven't seen it yet, go check it out and come back to this later. Let's get streaming! Hello, guys! How are you doing today?
Whoa, motherfucker, what's up?
Yeah, you need to calm your ass down.
Why
are
you being a fucking weirdo?
All right. Just fucking, you know, trying to bring some more energy. You guys are in...
Keep that shit in check, man.
Got some crabby moods over here today, huh?
I feel great until you said that shit.
We watched a comedy movie.
Fucking bummed me out. You ruined it.
You guys hungry? You guys hungry for some movie reviews?
I actually am pretty hungry for movie reviews.
Let's see the menu.
It's my clever way of getting into what I did this week. It has nothing to do with movies, but I just finished a 3-day fast this morning. Actually, I decided to try this week to do a 72-hour fast with only water, and I completed it today.
Doesn't sound that fast, man. Yeah. 72 hours is a long ass time.
It was. It got pretty long there on the third day.
You're tied with everybody that did it.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't breaking.
You guys got all the same speed.
Yeah, it was a personal goal that I broke, not anybody else's. Not trying to be Lance Armstrong, but I did it. It was Lance Armstrong.
How would you have done it?
He with one ball.
That's
fair
true.
Enough.
Half the man to feed.
Yeah, fewer calories needed, I guess. But it was good. I think I lost some weight, but I don't know if it's like sustainable. I think as soon as I eat. And it's all going to come back.
I feel like it's very sustainable.
Yeah. And more important, you lose some, you win some, you lose some, and you save money.
You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold
starving
them.
Starving yourself, yeah.
Yeah.
You bought zero meals.
Some benefits to it, I think. I mean, I probably wouldn't do it all the time, but it's whatever.
I wouldn't suggest that.
Checked it off. Yeah. I hear you might die. You'll lose a lot of weight. It wasn't a weight loss thing, but I just did it I wanted to see if I read some other stuff about like your immune system and shit like that. So I just thought, I'll give it a go.
You didn't have like a gold dress you were trying to fit into?
Nope. No wedding dress.
Mm.
Oh, it was a bridesmaid's dress.
You would look great in one of those.
I'm always a bridesmaid.
Never a bride.
But yeah, that's all that I did. Interesting. Matt, what's going on with you, man?
I decided to, clean out a large portion of a bunch of just old crap I had. And I was like, I don't need any of this stuff. I'm holding it for no reason. So I did the thing. I guess you're not technically
like
supposed to
furniture
do.
Or what were you cleaning out?
A lot of clothes and just crap. You know, you just have a bunch of crap. I didn't want to deal with going to the dump. I grabbed a bunch of this crap just that I just wanted to get rid of it. Just make more room and just get rid of a bunch of crap. So I bagged it all up and I threw it in the dumpster outside, and there's an alley outside in the dumpster, and it's commonly dug through for cans because I live in a beach city, so there's a heavy homeless population. Right. But what I didn't know is that there's levels to this shit. So my stuff starts immediately getting dug through. I go out and I peek through the window, and sure enough, this guy's got on a hat and a jersey that I had just thrown away. within moments, I hear the trash can lid hit, and I'm like, oh crap, they're gonna, they're going through all my crap. So I was like, second thing, I didn't throw anything anyway, like important documents, anything like that. So I go out there and look up. Not to worry, this guy's not looking through the documents.
He's all about the jerseys.
He's dressed head to toe in my stuff.
You have a doppelganger just roaming the alleyways.
Yeah, except he's got tattoos all over his face. Anyway. So this goes on, maybe 4 or 5 people keep coming to this thing in succession. Next thing I know, a car drives up and people from out of the car get out of the car and they start digging through my stuff. He's like, a Stoner jersey. It was a Clayton Stoner Anaheim Ducks jersey. They're like, oh, cool, man, grab that shit and get in. The guy's like, there's jujitsu shit in here. It's like, grab that shit. Hell yeah. And they're just going through my shit. After that, 2 more cars pull up like I'm an actual shopping center. People getting out of it. So that's why it shocked me that there's levels and how fast these people communicate when they find a good trash can, in quotations.
Yeah, you can't miss the bargains that are out there,
Pretty wild.
I think it's funny that they heard that you could hear them like digging through your stuff. Like,
oh yeah.
You know, imagine the guy, you know, find something that wasn't, you know, like, dude, check out this Barbie dress. Like, this guy's weird. And you're like, that's not mine. That wasn't mine. Like, you have to yell out to him. Like,
yeah,
no, that wasn't part of it. That was already in there.
Yeah. The back alley wall is right to my bedroom. So, and it's hot as hell. So I heard everything. I saw everything you guys did. I heard everything you guys did. It's a weird feeling.
Talking shit about your clothing. Like, this guy didn't know how to dress. What an asshole. No wonder he's throwing this away. Hey, asshole. Put it back
or not.
What if someone was coming over to see you and they ran into the guy dressed like you and he's like, "Oh, Matt, you have a lot more face tattoos than I remember."
I'd have a lot more problems to worry about than if that was the case.
Why are you drinking your own piss on the side of the side of your house? Oh, good stuff.
Yeah, so, you know what? I was just very charitable this weekend is what I was trying to get to. Let's try to turn this around, make everyone understand this. Obviously, a charity.
What goes around comes around, yep.
That's right. You're welcome. I'm waiting for my good karma. Let's go.
You're going to get some old Charger jerseys coming back your way.
Well, I think the only karma you're getting is a guy mugging you dressed like you.
Yeah. You got to use it about big time. Where's Charger stuff? He's got like, sir.
Sir, you just described yourself.
Did you hit your head, sir?
All right. Well, good stuff, Matt. Adrian, how's things been with you?
Things have been all right. I got to tell you, when we started watching this movie for the second time, it made me start rehashing some old stories. And I wanted to ask you guys if you've ever had the situation where you're texting the wrong person or receiving texts that weren't meant for you, and if you had any humorous tales to tell.
Well, it's funny. I actually have. I remember I was watching this movie and I was thinking about a particular time. It wasn't in this case like texting the wrong girl, but I had gotten some tickets for a concert that my girlfriend at the time, not my current wife, but wanted to go see this band. And it was a band that I wasn't much interested in. I think it was The Fray or I don't know, Coldplay. I don't know what it was, but it was a band that I wasn't much interested in seeing. So I decided to text one of my good drinking buddies at the time. And I was like, "Hey man, got these concert tickets. Why don't you come with me and my girlfriend?" I had the tickets for free. I must've had, you know, enough of them. And he agreed. And then I went back to texting my girlfriend, "Hey, just to let you know my buddy's coming." Well, she didn't like that idea one bit. She was like, "Nope, this is supposed to be our date. You're not bringing him." So I started an argument with my girlfriend on the one text and inviting my buddy, assuring him he was fine to go on the other text. And eventually I lost which one I was in and ended up telling my friend basically like, "Look, I know you hate him, but he's coming anyway and we're going to drink." And he's like, "Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to sit this one out." And, I really had no, I just said, "All right, I'll talk to you later, man."
Then you text your girlfriend and say, "Now look what you've done."
Yeah. Yeah, we ended up ending that relationship. So it probably had something to do with
it. Water under the bridge.
It all worked out then.
It all worked out. Yeah.
How about you, Matt? You got anything to add to that?
No, I don't have any. I can't knock it off of my head. I have anything like that, but I've had some terrible dates.
Really?
And I could tell you. This online, obviously, met this chick, and I probably should have known better, but as you do, continued going on. And one time I was out at a bar down here, and she had just texted me while it's like, "Hey, you know what's going on? Let's meet up." So I did, and walked down the street to another bar and met her there. Oh my God, this obviously was not what was being portrayed.
Hold on. You're saying there was some false advertising?
There's a bit of false advertising. I'll give you that.
Wait a second. So people, are you saying that people go on these dating websites and use like beautified pictures or different pictures of other people even?
Yeah. I don't know if you could really even hash it up to that.
What's your running theory of what happened here?
Yeah. So the amount of plastic surgery that was on this one was, you could fucking sail a boat across the Atlantic.
Okay.
Right. She was a floater.
I got a clearer image. Yeah. Definitely.
So it's like, oh my God, right? Threw me off right away. Whatever. I'm already drunk. I'm coming from a bar. Fuck it. Let's go get some drinks. Let's see where this goes. So I go into another bar. You know, we start drinking. And she's no connection at all. Or I'm just like, whatever, fuck it. So I leave my phone and my wallet, which is stupid part on me, right? But we're all sitting there and we started talking to other people around the bar. I'm sitting there. and I'd been there for probably an hour and a half. I left my phone and my wallet on the table. So I go to the bathroom. I come back. Both of them are gone.
Oh, damn. And
she's like dancing in the corner, like fucking going crazy to the music. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? You know, like immediately. Like I went in there, took a piss, came back out. Everything's gone. All of a sudden, someone reaches over the crowd and hands me my wallet. He goes, here. I'm like, dude, where's my, you got my phone? Like, I don't know. I'm like, all right, fuck this. I'm out of here. I start walking. She comes running out of the fucking bar. The bouncer's like trying to hold her back. She's screaming and yelling at me. Like, I've known this chick forever. This is the first time I ever met her. I'm like, dude, fuck this. I just keep ignoring her, trucking on because I've walked down the street. She chases after me, starts fucking throwing all her shit from her purse on the ground, trying to get into a big massive fight. And yeah, I never talked to her again. It didn't help that, or it did help that I didn't have my phone. That was the wrong Missy.
I saw a different ending. Yeah, so I pictured you guys getting married at the end, but I guess it didn't turn out that way.
No, it didn't. So she's more than likely still out there. So be careful, fellas.
A plastic boat face.
Yeah. Boaty McBoat face.
Boaty McBoat face.
Well, I don't have that exact scenario either, but I have had a couple things like it. One more entertaining than the other. I'll give you the sadder one first was a wrong text to me about a girl I was dating from a friend saying how much he hated her. And so that wasn't very fun. And I just ignored it and we never talked about it. So
hang on one second. What? I didn't catch up. Someone texted, what was it?
A friend of mine texted me on accident about how much he hated the girl I was dating at the time.
Oh.
And I kind of just ignored it and we never spoke of it. That's how I dealt with that problem.
Is that friend on this podcast?
No, that, I would not be bringing it up if that was the case.
No, I was running through my head trying to think of, I knew it wasn't me, but I was trying to think of,
I ever said anything to him. No.
Well, I didn't hate, I don't think I've hated any of his, but that's interesting. That's funny.
In all fairness, they were right.
Yeah, well, as they usually are, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With ex-girlfriends.
2020.
Yeah.
It's a son of a bitch, isn't it?
But I did have a more comedic one. This was a joke I used to pull, and I did it on a female friend of mine who had a similar sense of humor to me in some ways.
It's not a Bill Cosby type joke, is it?
No. But basically, I texted her that, yeah, I'm going to invite her to the party. Don't worry. She'll definitely sleep with you. Just talk about cats a whole lot. Then followed that up immediately with whoops, wrong person. Then after that, hey, do you want to come to this party I'm throwing tonight? Which is a great joke. If,
solid.
Or something along those lines. She thought it was hilarious. So I felt like I got away with that one.
Redeemed.
I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all I really want to talk about for this section of the show.
I like it. I enjoyed that. Yeah, it's good. Like on topic, since obviously our movie this week is about that very scenario. But before we get into that movie, did you guys do any extra credits this week? How many extra credits did you watch?
Ooh, two, a lot, actually. And I can't even tell you, just a lot of random HBO movie, TBS movies. But I also have been starting to watch Alone. Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? Have you seen this?
I have
History Channel's series Alone, where they take, like, I think it's around 10 people. They give them 10 objects and they send them out into these remote areas, Patagonia, Mongolia, different crazy spots. And they have to survive, build shelter with 10 items. It's fucking awesome.
I have heard it. Isn't it from the guy who made Survivor, I think?
I have no idea about that, but it's way better than Survivor. There's no bullshit. They're trying to hunt and eat. And that's like the biggest thing for everybody all the time is food. So Wes fasting 3 days.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Hey, I'm more prepared than you guys are right now.
You're hungry. I'm going in fat.
Well, yeah. Haven't you seen Naked and Afraid before, dude? You got to bulk up before you
got to get bulked up.
I am also naked right now.
I'm afraid.
I am afraid.
Yeah. So there you go. No, I have heard about that. I heard about it from you and I watched a couple episodes. I enjoyed it. I was looking for a show that I could just kind of throw on and lay around the couch. Good stuff.
Eat some cheeseburgers and, you know, hang out and watch.
Text everybody that I'm fasting.
Yeah. I wouldn't have built my shelter that way. Yeah. I would have put a door on it. You're never going to catch a fish like that.
Did you watch anything else or what was there anything in those HBO or TBS movies or whatever you watched that you liked?
No, I didn't watch anything else.
All right. Adrian, you have anything that stuck out this week that you want to talk about?
Yeah, actually, I have a couple things I watched. First one I watched was the 2018 documentary Free Solo. I'm a little late to the party on great. This one.
Yeah, I like that one.
Mm-hmm. It was really good. I give it 4 stars. It's on Hulu right now if you want to check it out. I got a little word of advice for you, though. Don't throw this fucking thing on right when you're trying to go to bed.
Mm.
Just don't do
Keep
it.
You up.
Yeah, I threw it on at like 11 at night and I'm like, okay, I'll just watch a little bit of this and fall asleep. It's like, no, I was up to like 2 a.m. with my feet sweating for this dude climbing this fucking mountain. It was insane. Badass, it was just, my heart's just pounding.
Yeah. I think when I watched it, and obviously, I mean, like it doesn't take much research to know the guy lives through that, but still watching that, like him scale that wall, you're like, he's going to die. I mean,
I didn't know research. I thought he was going to die. I thought this was like an obituary.
If you didn't know that, it's way more intense. But I had heard of the guy on, I think I heard him on Joe Rogan or something.
Yeah, he was on Rogan a couple times, I think.
Yeah, so I knew he must have lived through this, you know? So, but even still, just watching that, you're like, your heart's racing, like, man, I don't know if he's going to make it. And you're like, he obviously does, but it's well done. It's good.
Yeah, the way he does it too, the way to just go, just like, he does it on a whim of thought. Wakes up one day, says, I'm doing it, and gets out of his van in a Chargers jersey and just scales up.
Yeah. And no one expects you to complete anything wearing a Chargers jersey.
Ooh. Zinger.
Yeah. So I watched that, and I most recently watched the movie Bloodshot, the 2020 film starring Vin Diesel.
Well, I know about it. I skipped that one. Was I?
Yeah, you're pretty on point. I got this one. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I've never seen it, but I can review it for you before I see it.
If you want to review this, and I'll tell you how good you did at the end.
Have you seen Vin Diesel's movies before, Wes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He's good.
All right. Yeah. Right on there. I came in with high hopes because it's like a graphic novel film, like comic booky style. And I saw the previews, and I'm like, oh, this is interesting. It'd be fun to see, but. Man, they fucked this thing up real bad.
Ooh.
I didn't expect an Oscar performance from Vin Diesel, but this is just like you could have dressed a scarecrow up as this guy and it would have been a much better film. Like I've seen the Pitch Black movies and those are all right. I mean, they're entertaining enough, but this one just, they did so many things wrong. It wasn't just Vin Diesel. It was not that fun. I think I rated it 2.5 and I think that's being kind of nice.
Wow.
This is a Marvel character, right? Or is
I think it's a DC maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely not in the Marvel universe that I know of, but I thought it was a graphic novel or comic book, but yeah, it could be DC.
What's a quick overview of what this thing's about?
This soldier dies and they are bringing him back and he doesn't remember anything from before. They keep putting him through the simulation where his wife gets murdered and they keep putting the face of a different person that killed his wife every time. So he's basically an assassin being sent out without his own knowledge, taking out their enemies.
And I'd never heard of that character before, but I did. I was like, oh, man, if he's in the Marvel universe, like, how is Vin Diesel going to handle saying I am Groot and then also playing another guy in the next couple movies? Like, it's going to be fucking incredibly hard.
His only lines in Bloodshot were I am Groot. So I think
he's right up his alley.
Yeah, but no, the performances from Vin Diesel were pretty much what you'd expect. And, you know, I knew that going in. But the writing behind it just tanked it as well. So it wasn't even that. It wasn't fun to watch.
Yeah, I saw the trailer and I was like, not going to see that.
Yeah, well, you saved 1.5 to 2 hours of your life, however long it was.
Yeah, you could have watched Escape Room. I actually did see that this weekend as well.
Oh, I saw that in theaters.
Ooh, why?
Because I had Regal Unlimited, so I saw anything that came into any theater at any time. There's very few I passed up on.
Ooh. Yeah, that was a terrible movie, so.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't great. It's what I expected from it, though. So,
exactly. Yeah.
And finally, I'm going to add something a little different here. I started playing the video game Until Dawn. I actually beat it, but this falls into the category of movies because it's like you're playing through a horror movie and you like make the decisions for the people and that controls who lives and dies by the end of it. But it's a lot of just watching the movie and it's unfolding based on the decisions you make, which is pretty cool.
It goes along with the movie.
No, it's a movie. It's like written like a movie and there's a lot of cinematic scenes. It actually stars Hayden Panettiere and Remy Malek are the two main characters in it.
Is it one of is it Take Two that does those games that are like that, where they kind of just decide like as the movies are go, like they're a almost like a choose your own adventure?
I think it's Telltale Games.
Like, Telltale, yeah, that's the one.
They're not the ones who made it. This is done really well. Telltale Games is kind of like you just pick the dialogue push and X something happens.
Or whatever. Yeah.
This one is shot like a movie, so you're like going through the movie scenes in it and you're switching control to different characters based on the movie, where the movie is and who's in the center of it. It's pretty entertaining. I liked it. I played through it twice just to see the different things. It's a pretty quick play. You could probably do it in a day if you wanted to. But yeah, checking that out. It's from 2015, so it's been out a while. I just finally got around to it.
What's it called again?
Until Dawn.
Right on. Well, I watched three movies this week. I watched one from the 1001 Movies book. This one was from 1980. It was called Atlantic City, and it was by Louis Malle. It stars Burt Lancaster and Susan Sarandon, and I did not like this movie. It was boring. It was extremely boring. I thought it was about mob bosses or something that had to do with – it was not. It was just a bore fest. I don't know. It was boring. I guess the only redeeming quality, Matt, you'll like this one. There's a part of the beginning and later on in the movie where Susan Sarandon just like takes lemon juices and squeezes it and just rubs it all over her boobs.
That's what bumped it into the 1000 best movies. A half star titty bumped its way in there.
I think so.
You know how sweet Susan Sarandon's tits were in the 80s? That gets you right into the top 1000 movies of all time.
And I like that you preface it that Matt would like it and I would not, because lemon juice, no thank you.
I'm a ceviche kind of guy.
You know my aversions.
You see, this is the most excited he's been on this show. I think I was right.
I bought the book.
Yeah. It's coming on Amazon.
Leave that one alone.
And then I also watched the 2019 movie. I'm pretty much caught up with all the Oscar nominees. And I think this one was nominated, The Lighthouse from last year by Robert Eggers. It had Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe. Did you see that one, Adrian? You saw it, Matt, right?
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, this is another one that I think I gave it 3 stars. I think it's a little outside. I don't want to say artsy. I'm fully willing to admit that I'm probably just too stupid or not. That's the thing. I just didn't really get it. I don't know. It's not terrible. It's just.
I mean, that's why you didn't get Francis Ha either. They're basically the same message.
I got Francis Ha.
Yeah, I didn't get Francis Ha.
No, I don't know. I guess it's
the sequel. I think Lighthouse is the sequel to Francis Ha.
Could be. Well, yeah, maybe. It seems like it was an earlier time period, but prequel maybe. I wouldn't not recommend seeing it. Some people I think will like it, but it just wasn't one of my favorite ones. And then the last one that I watched was, my wife and I were sitting around eating dinner and she was like, do you have any interest in seeing Hamilton? And I'm like, yeah, throw it on. So we watched.
It's a musical. Of course I want to see that.
Well, I was like, I knew it as soon as I turned it on. I'm like, as soon as I mentioned this on the podcast, I'm going to hear about it. But It was a musical, and I actually liked it. Out of all three movies, I think I scored that one the highest. I think I gave it 3.5.
Stop saying I actually liked it at this point.
Well, you just say I liked it. Okay.
You're surprised with what you like.
Especially with this one, because so this is not a musical like the other ones I've talked about. The other movies that I've watched that are musicals.
What do you mean those other musicals?
Well, the other musicals I've watched, like from the book and stuff. It's a movie and then it will have singing in it, but it's like majority, like 80% talking, like script, like dialogue. And then they'll have like, you know, like the Yankee Doodle Dandy. When I watched that, that was like the guy was acting. It was a story about that guy. And then they would just show some of his show tunes. Like it was all part of the movie. This, there's no dialogue. They like sing from beginning to end, which I don't really like. Typically, I mean, I this isn't one of my favorite movies, but because the music is like,
you'd want to see that live talent.
No, I mean, because it was like hip hop and it was like the music at least kept me entertained. I think if it was like show tunes from beginning to end, I probably would have checked out. But because of that, I think I gave it like 3.5 stars. So I was like, it was entertaining and it was about like history. I don't know. I didn't hate it. I would check it out.
But I think at some point you have to stop saying, I think I like carrots every time you eat a carrot. You have to be like, I like carrots.
Hey,
you know,
I'm not worried about it. Like I said, if it was a typical beginning to end, like, you know, and it's all show tunes, I probably won't like it. But
you're the musical expert here. So, I mean, your voice holds a lot of weight when it comes to musicals on this show. So the floor is yours.
I don't mind being the musical go-to guy, but I'll watch one and just to see what I think. How about that? And if I love it, then I'll just be like, whatever.
Deal.
This is my thing. You moved to Broadway.
I'll do a weekly Broadway segment on this on this podcast.
All right. You heard it here first.
We need some sponsors. This guy's flying to New York.
I'll see if I find one. If I can't find one I don't like, then I'll admit it. All right. Well, that's pretty much it. That's all I watched. Matt, your movie got picked this week, and it was The Wrong Missy from 2020. Tyler Spindle was the director. This, of course, stars David Spade and Lauren Lapkus.
Got it right.
I've been practicing.
You can tell.
So, Matt, why don't you go ahead and defend your decision?
Well, I just really wanted a goofy, stupid movie, and I had heard about this movie from a friend that basically he told me, I can't even remember the joke he told me, but the joke he told me from the movie out loud made me laugh. And I was like, all right, back in my head, I'm gonna watch this movie. And it had come and gone, and I think that, you know, as much as I love crime movies, switch it up. And I think at the time, I'm back on the crime shit. Yeah.
Yeah, minus one star because nobody got arrested.
Yeah. I bet you could find a few crimes being committed. You're like, that's jaywalking.
Yeah. That half a star.
Yeah, anyway, I really liked it. I thought it was fucking great. It was right exactly what it was supposed to be. It was a goofy ass thing. There's some really funny lines in it. I remember myself laughing out loud several times. So it was a fun, upbeat, good time Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah, it was an Adam Sandler movie. I think it was one of the
Happy Madison's
not in.
Yeah, which is fine with me. But
what did you think about the cast? Like David Spade's
funny. He's the same, you know, melodramatic dude. It was just about having a good time. The whole thing was just trying to make some funny jokes with funny situations, and they did it. I thought it was funny, man. There were some funny parts where she's like, I can't remember exactly what she says. Something about when she's on the boat, like, I'll kick your ass in front of all these motherfuckers.
Like, yeah, bitch slap you in front of all these motherfuckers.
I don't know. I thought that was hilarious. I had a good laugh at that one. It was just like a simple line, you know, but it made me laugh pretty funny. So good. I loved it.
Yeah.
That was really good.
Yeah. I definitely think that it definitely, like you said, it hits its mark. I mean, if you're looking for like a funny movie just to kick back and get some laughs and, you know, just lighthearted, I think it definitely does it. And I think that David Spade was funny in it. I think that, Lauren Lapkus kind of steals the show. Definitely seems like a good, I mean, not start to her career. Adrian, you and I have listened to her on some other podcasts and like shows we've watched and stuff. But
yeah, but she's starting to get more mainstream. Now,
yeah, which is it definitely
seems great.
Seems like a big step for her going forward. And I actually really liked Rob Schneider in this movie.
I wrote down he was my favorite character in it.
Hilarious. Surprisingly, because like he can get annoying at times, like where you're just like, oh, I can't deal with this guy. But he was actually really funny. I liked him in this movie. I thought he's great.
I also like Nick Schwartzen, even though he has gained a few LBs.
he has not been fasting.
Yeah. He did look a little bigger.
The whole running gag of him just eavesdropping on all his communication was great. Yeah. I loved it through the whole thing.
Funny.
Yeah. Dude, she just texted you or whatever. Yeah. Like that was a pretty like new kind of gag that I haven't seen before. And he was perfect for that.
Absolutely.
What'd you think, Adrian?
I thought it was good. I thought it was well above average. I gave it 3.5. I'm going to throw my star rating out just because I had already said it on a previous show. So it's no secret.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really liked it. I did notice a few things in the second viewing. I thought the first half was better than I remembered it, and the second half wasn't as good as I remembered it. But overall, I still have the same feelings. But it felt a little dragged out towards the second half. But, you know, it's just a fucking movie for fun. So I wasn't looking for an in-depth plot or anything. There were a few scenes that stood out that I remembered from the first time, but got even more clear this viewing, like the text message that he sends, the wrong text message. He does two drafts before that until ultimately sending the third one, which is the only one that would make sense for the movie to happen, which I thought was funny because I didn't even notice that the first time.
Hmm.
Did you guys catch on to that?
I didn't catch it, no.
I did, yeah. I really like, well, the second time I watched it, I really like the opening scene more than, yeah, I mean, when I first saw it, it was funny. Yeah, the blind date. I thought that was...
Yeah, it sets the tone for sure. Just lets you know it's going to be crazy over the top.
And I really liked how they kind of went back to that at the end where they kind of go back to the same thing. And we see, what was it? Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice
is there. I thought that was a kind of a cool cameo, just like funny. I mean, with comedy movies, sometimes it's hard to pair plot or storyline because it usually kind of takes a back seat. It's just kind of a vehicle for the jokes. But I actually thought like the plot or the story was pretty entertaining in this, even when it wasn't a laugh or where there wasn't just constant jokes all the time, that even the story itself just kept it entertaining enough. So I thought it was well written.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Yeah, it was funny enough. It was funny enough the whole time. It was entertaining enough the whole time. You got to the point where it's like dull or you're like, forget about it. You know, you're willing to watch it all the way through.
Yeah, that's what I mean, is that even when it wasn't, you know, even when it wasn't hilarious, the plot or the story is enough to keep you entertained that you want to see what happens or watch the next scene. Or, I mean, you care enough where I think a lot of comedy movies, they just, you know, they can still be funny and just throw that away, you know, and just kind of be like, well, you know, we don't really need to. Who cares what happens? Like, just get like to the next joke.
Francis, you know,
I don't even think that was funny at all. Really.
That was half of it in the first.
Dude, you love the guy dancing in the back.
That's true.
That was hilarious. But I don't know if that was intended. That was just something I found funny. But
fair enough.
Yeah. So I mean, I like that, and I liked the music in this movie too. I thought it was like good choices. Anyway, it wasn't, you know.
I do know.
I like the music. Yeah. You guys have anything else you want to say about it? It's kind of tough to review these comedy movies because there's not much to really dissect, but.
Did you notice how weird the how's my breath scene was? Seeing that a second time, it's still really fucking weird.
It's not something you do.
No.
And if someone asks you that, you're like, the fuck, dude? No.
Yeah. I did like it though, because I thought it was funny that he's just like, yeah, come here, bro. I'll smell it for you. Like, it's just kind of a funny. You know, it sets up a funny joke kind of thing. You know,
absolutely. Like, but it's super fucking weird. Super weird scenario. I loved the amount of fucking hand job jokes in this movie, because hand jobs are not appreciated like people used to in seventh grade.
Old fashioned.
Yeah. My favorite term that they used was the upsie downsie. I thought that was a great name for a hand job.
Yeah. The upsie
down. It's an efficient way.
It's a tutorial and a name.
Very efficient motion too. You can get a lot done while that proceeds to go on. There's a lot that can be done.
It's a time saver for sure.
It's business first.
And the whole fuck facing thing. What did you guys think about that?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I thought at times it was a little over delivered, but the overall concept was pretty funny.
There were certain scenes, I guess, that pulled me out a little bit, like the threesome scene with the ex-wife, I guess, because I was
from Scrubs.
Yeah. I just kind of it's
Chalk.
Yes. Yep. I guess it just was kind of awkward, you know, which I guess it's supposed to be, but it just kind of took me out of it. Like, oh, what is going on here? Like, I don't know. It wasn't very funny awkward. It was it just seemed kind of strange and awkward.
It needed lemon juice for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. I did like the Evander Holyfield jokes that they threw in there for some reason. I don't know. Trying to bang his wife. I thought that was funny, the references made to it, and I thought it was played really well.
I enjoyed that as well. I did. I gave this 3.5 as well. I thought it was a better than average comedy. Overall good. Overall funny.
4 stars.
4 stars. Nice. Damn, you really liked it.
I liked that. That was great, man. I had a good time. It's funny. I remember just laughing a lot out loud. And, you know, it doesn't happen a lot. And probably sipping on some good beverages, but, you know, played back, watched it. It was funny. I had a good time.
Yeah. I laughed out loud a lot more than I did the first time I watched it, I think. Just for the first half of the movie, I was cracking up. It was great.
It's funny.
Especially with comedy movies pretty much being dead at this point. I think they died off in like 2007 or something like that. I don't know what happened, but they're just gone. No one puts them out. You get a comedy every now and then, but it's usually pretty bad or okay at best. So this is a nice, refreshing take.
Well, they just turned Marvel movies into all categories. So that's what we get. We get a Marvel movie that has everything. So,
well, I think that's, I mean, part of the problem is that the studios are, you know, they don't want to put out
type of movies, whatever they can make. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is like, because they know that, okay, well, if we have this Marvel property or whatever it is, we can sell it for, they're going to make millions and millions on the return. So the studios aren't like going to risk it with a lot of these comedies and things where I think you'll see more stuff like this and more of these comedies and more like well done kind of lighthearted stories like this that'll just go straight to Netflix or go straight to Hulu, because I feel like as this keeps going this way, like the major releases in studios or in theaters are going to be big blockbusters, you know?
Yeah. I think they've pushed them out. The category's mm-hmm. gone yep. for the most part.
Yeah.
So really, I mean, you know, this is the prime kind of movie that you want to see do well on Netflix or Hulu or Amazon, because
it encourages more. Yeah.
Yeah. We start seeing some mm-hmm. sort of outlet or some sort of like a way for these things to stay alive and keep getting viewers and so they can keep making them.
And it seems to be a lot more series now, right? You see a lot of the people doing like a series going straight to Netflix. Like what I think you talked about it last week. The one with Steve Carell where he goes to space.
Space Force.
Yeah.
Space Force. Yep.
Yeah, it's good. I like seeing this stuff. I haven't watched that one in particular, but you know, just kind of that idea.
Yep. And I think a lot of it attracts a lot of directors too, because you have more time and
more over freedom.
A series you can. Yeah, I think Tarantino was saying he was talking about doing a Netflix 8-part series or 10-part.
Let him.
Let it happen.
Well, he's big enough. He probably can do whatever he wants. But for things like this, it's nice. I hope it gives more life. Like we can see more comedies like this go straight to Netflix and straight to Hulu and straight to these streaming sites so they can stay alive. Because like you said, Adrian, I remember growing up and it was like finding a new comedy was constant. You know, you could find from people, comedians that you liked or finding movies. I mean, I remember you bringing over, it was with David Cross.
Oh, Run, Ronnie, Run.
Yeah, Run, Ronnie, Run.
There's some good music in that. There's some good music in that movie.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen that one, go check that one out. That's great.
Yeah, it's Run, Ronnie, Run. Check it out.
Yep.
Stamp of approval on that one.
Yeah, that's kind of what I mean is like, you know, it used to be that you could, those got passed around and we found all these like funny comedies that were, you know, not right in theaters. I think I'm hoping that we'll see more like that go to Netflix.
That'd be good.
I had a question. They have a pretty extensive corporate retreat at the end of this movie. I wonder if you guys have any tales from past jobs or anything, or if you've ever been to corporate retreats, and is this accurate to that? What you see in this movie, is there any representation of reality? I've never been to one, so I didn't know if you guys have ever been to one.
It's 100% accurate. Besides that crazy chick, well, not even besides the crazy chick, like the day-to-day things that happen are exaggerated, but the whole thing itself is entirely accurate. If you've ever been to any corporate retreat, everyone's going to be like, yep, I get it.
I've been to, it was a something similar to this, and they were in Hawaii, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I went to one, it was more of a reward with my work that took me to Hawaii for a few days. And I think it's pretty similar. It's forced fun.
Controlled fun. Yeah.
The closest I ever got was when I was like 16, I got busted for shoplifting with a friend, and the sheriff decided to take mercy on us and make us attend a 3-day camp up in the woods instead of charging us. And so me and my friend had to go up, and it was basically a bunch of like team building exercises, like climbing, doing trust falls, climbing telephone poles and shit.
Yep.
It was very weird. It was very weird. And I had a feeling that it's probably similar in these things.
Yeah. Actually, now that you mentioned that, I did have to do that one time with the same job. We went to up in the woods and we had to do trust falls. And I'll never forget, we worked with this, he must have been 45, 50 years old, Iraqi gentleman. And one of the things I had to do with one of my coworkers was have this guy fall backwards onto our arms. And then he kind of laid there and closed his eyes. Because under instruction, they told this guy, like, okay, now just relax and close your eyes. And yeah, it's okay if you fall asleep a little bit. And they're like, you know, Wes, and just rock him back and forth gently. And everyone's I mean, I'm standing in front of a group of 30 people with my friend. No one's laughing. And I'm staring at this 50-year-old nuzzled into my arms, like kind of falling asleep. And it was the hardest time I've ever had not laughing. I almost I lost imagine.
It. Beautiful moment.
It was very strange. Yeah, very weird. And yeah, that was another. Now that you mentioned it, I'm surprised
you guys
I forgot
came
that.
Out a much better team after that.
Yeah, I've had years of there. Yeah, yeah. Everybody was
high-fiving. You rocked him to sleep every night for years afterwards.
Maybe next week we can get a book.
Yeah, I had some good jokes for a long time ago.
We've all given our review, right?
Yep.
Yes.
I'm gonna ambush you guys right now because
this is
off the cuff right here. I have a new section I'm gonna start doing for movies. This is called the fact check section, where I introduce some movie facts that I dug up about this movie that we just watched. So
hell
you
yeah.
guys ready?
Yeah.
Let's get into it. Out.
Yeah, you guys know nothing about this. This is all me, baby.
That is true. He surprised us.
Fact check.
Want to see that fact check? Here it goes. All right. So I got three facts for this movie that I researched. All right. So in the scene where Tim, Missy, and Julia are having that threesome, you know, that really awkward one you brought up, Wes?
Yep.
The song playing in the background is My Neck, My Back, covered by Elle King. She's the daughter of Rob Schneider in real life.
Wow. Hmm.
And also, Wes and I covered that song on an acoustic guitar drunk in his living room one time.
We did. To much fanfare from the
royalties
from the
missed.
Yep. We had an audience that loved it. All right. Our next fact number two, Jess calls Nate and Tim Siegfried and Roy. It's a pun on Siegfried and Roy, the magic duo. I'm sure you all knew that. 5 days before this movie was released, Siegfried from Siegfried and Roy died of COVID-19, a highly contagious illness that was a worldwide illness. Wait,
are you right. you're reading it? We are still living that.
Think we We're know.
Right. Let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
Died of COVID-19, a highly contagious illness that was a worldwide illness starting in 2019. And also, Siegfried died of a tiger bite to the neck before that time.
Yeah. Wow. Well, that is, yeah.
All right.
That's correct.
Did you read that off Wikipedia or something? That somebody's...
I read that off of SiegfriedandRoyFacts.org.
.tv.co.
.fshare SiegfriedandRoy.co.
It's like they typed that, like somebody's going to be reading that in 2047.
Yeah, they were looking forward to the future. Like, you jumped the gun a bit there, buddy. You can talk in the present tense.
You know what COVID is.
Yeah, they know what it is. They know what it is. All right, my last fact, which I think is the most interesting one. Most of the lines between David Spade and Lauren Lapkus were straight up improvised by both of them.
I can tell.
A lot of the stuff you're seeing is just them making stupid jokes back and forth, which is why I believe a lot of it's so funny.
Yeah, great.
Yep. I watched this the first time, and then I listened to the Comedy Bang Bang podcast, and he brought on David Spade and Lauren Lapkus, but he had Lauren doing the improv and David Spade. She was the, what's her name? She has she sells wet rugs in her carpet store.
No, I know the character. I can't think of it.
She's been on before. Yeah. It's pretty funny, but, she was doing that, but they had mentioned, because David didn't really understand at first that she was like going to stay in character the whole time. So he was like, oh, you remember Lauren? And she was like, I wasn't on the show or whatever. I wasn't on the movie. It was good. It's worth checking out. But they did kind of mention that they improvised a lot and how they worked together.
You can tell.
It was cool.
That's the best way to do is something like that. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's great.
I'm going to come up with some sweet music for my fact check section. So look forward to that.
Hell yeah. I thought you were going to question us, like give us like facts, and we had to like figure out which one was like real or not.
Okay, which one of these is a disease that started in 2019? Siegfried, COVID-19, or Roy?
Roy? I think I know, but yeah.
I'm sorry, it was Siegfried. Sorry, guys, it was Siegfried.
Damn it. Who also got bit by a tiger who also died.
I added that last part in.
Everybody's catching those tiger bites this year.
All right. So let's move on then to the Battle Royale coming up here at the end of the month. I think we've got, well, yeah, next episode, right? We're going to do this next episode.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to right now go ahead and give you guys a you've already submitted your movies, so there's no way to go back and add this in at any chance. I haven't seen your movies yet, so it's really up to chance whether or not this is in there. But you know what? Hey, that's the way the world rolls sometimes. That's the way the Battle Royale rolls. So I am going to say one of the things that the original criteria was that this is the Big Lebowski, and we're picking movies that are going to complement the Big Lebowski. One of the things that I like about the Big Lebowski, and one of the things that I think is cool is that, and that I think a lot of people recognize with that movie, is the the White Russian. That's kind of like
the Caucasian, you mean?
The Caucasian, yes. If you go to a Big Lebowski screening nowadays, a lot of times people will serve White Russians. It's an iconic drink in the film. So I thought if your movie has some sort of food in it, bonus points if the food could be is seen multiple times throughout the film, or it could be a drink, something consumable.
So like a theme, like a drink or food theme?
It doesn't even have to be a theme because, you know, I don't think many movies, theme
throughout the movie, like they keep using it.
That's even extra bonus points if it has that. But even if it just pops on the screen once, shows somebody eating something.
Whoa.
You're going to get points.
So if someone eats or drinks on this movie, we get extra points.
Yep. Especially if I can tell like what the food is.
Pretty good.
What if they're not eating it and it's just there and they're not eating it? What is that?
I mean, that would beat out somebody that has no.
It'd be disappointing, wouldn't it? It'd be disappointing.
It would be.
I can imagine now how that would disappoint you, and if it does,
I mean, you know, I'm
just looking for the boundaries here. That's all.
Yeah. Let me explain. So here's the scale. If it's like the Big Lebowski, and you could say like instead of White Russians, this guy ate a steak like three times throughout the movie, then you'd be like, hey, look, that fits perfectly. It would get as many points possible. But say the movie doesn't have any food in it at all, and then your competitor's movie happens to show a burger slide across the table at one point, they're going to win.
You lost immediately. Yeah. And you're in trouble of getting kicked off this thing entirely.
Yeah. This is like Survivor now.
Yeah. It's real bad for you. Yeah. It's going to be some personal problems.
You're going to lose that bonus point section is what I'm saying. So if it is a theme in the movie, and or you can argue that the food is a theme of the movie, and I believe you, you'll get the points.
What if it is and you don't believe me?
Then you probably don't get the points if I don't believe you. But
what if it's a fact? Like I can show you the proof and you're still like, nope.
Then I will probably believe you. I'll believe you. If it is a fact, I will believe you.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm just straight shooter. Some sort of food to pop up in the movie that you could make a comparison to the White Russians in the
background. Great choice, by the way. Great.
Yeah, great subject I really matter. Like this one. Great.
This is probably my favorite
thing.
You're welcome.
I'm only going to talk when Matt talks from now on.
Yeah, I saw that. That's why I shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I totally. It's called canceling out the competition.
So you guys got that. Get back to work on your movies. Try to get some food in there.
Yes, sir.
So now comes the time where we've obviously done a lot of shitty things. We feel bad about ourselves at this point. We feel a lot of guilt for everything we've done. I already fasted, so I think that scores me some points with the higher ups, but you know what? That's not what the randomizer cares about. Randomizer doesn't give a fuck about food or fasting. The randomizer wants you to repent by offering more movies. And that's what we're gonna do. We're gonna give it what it wants. Starting with you, Matt. Give the randomizer what it wants. Give it a movie.
Well, as I gave it a comedy last time, it gave me back laughter. I'm gonna do it again. I'm going to push it in there and then just keep digesting this great feeling of repentness to pleasureness cycle that we have here. Well, I'm going to hope, because I hope this movie's good. I don't know where I was going with that. It was a bit strange, but I'm going to go with Palm Springs. Say Andy Sandberg.
Sandy Amberg.
Sandy Amberg. And I don't know too much about this movie, but I drove by the drive-thru the other day and it was on their billboard. And I was like, what the hell is that? So I just looked into it recently and it looks like a fun, kind of laid-back, laughing movie. Stuck in a time loop, two wedding guests develop a budding romance and live in the same day over and over again. So probably very similar to an Adam Sandler type movie. What was that movie he did with Drew Barrymore? Wasn't he did the same thing?
He did a couple with Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about 50 First Dates.
Yeah, there you go. Pretty similar. So give it a shot. Let's have check it out. Max Bab. Do you guys know this guy? Director Max Barbacco?
I don't know Max Barbacco, but that is Andy. Yeah, it's an Andy Samberg movie, right? Yeah. I've seen the trailer, and I we'll get to that. Adrian?
I am submitting the movie from 2018. Can be found on Netflix, titled The Long Dumb Road. This is starring Tony Revolori, Jason Manzoukas, and Tessa Farmiga, which I believe is the younger sister of Vera Farmiga, who is a lot younger than her.
Okay. I was going to ask that.
The synopsis is two guys serendipitously meet at a time when they both find themselves at personal crossroads and decide to embark on an unplanned road trip across the American Southwest.
Sounds good. Well, this is the first time this has happened on this show, but I believe when two people submit the same movie, it is an automatic force feed.
Whose did you pick? Mine or Matt's?
I also wrote down before the show that I was submitting Palm Springs on Hulu.
And hold on. And just to make sure there's no collusion, you guys have not discussed this beforehand.
We haven't. It's just that, you know, the great mind that Wes has and his penchant like for picking, especially in these next couple weeks. His mind is at peak performance. He fasted through all this stuff. He's given enough. Look at him. He's in great shape. Mind is sharp as an arrow. Yeah, go take it from there.
Thank you, Matt. Appreciate that. But yeah, this is the first time. I know. I'm good. I'm fasting. But this is the first time. So we have an automatic. Automatic force feed.
Nice. I'm excited for this.
Yeah, me too. I saw the previews for this one. I saw the trailer. I haven't seen Andy Samberg in a while that I can remember.
Bash Brothers documentary. Remember that?
Yep, I did watch that. That was hilarious. And I think I watched it was the Popstar documentary. Oh, yeah. Popstar.
It's pretty funny too. It's got some moments.
Yeah. It's good.
Yep. So, anyway, yeah, I'm looking forward to this one. So, next week we're watching Palm Springs. And we'll be
randomizer this week.
No randomizer. The randomizer.
It's fasting.
Set it up. It's fasting. Yeah.
It's movie fasting.
We're all set. I guess that only leaves us with nothing to do but plugs.
God, you nailed it this week.
Yeah.
Nailed it this week.
All right. So you can please, if you're listening to this podcast and you want to send in your reviews, send in anything you want. Talk shit about me. Talk shit about Matt. Say something nice about Adrian. Or yes, talk shit about him too. We don't care.
Please don't.
Send in emails. We're at healthystreampodcast@gmail.com. You can follow me on Letterboxd at NiceMarmot with a zero. That's NiceMarmot. And we are also at, you can find us on All Everything Entertainment. We are up on that website now. And I've been talking to a few of the guys over there. It's a good group. You can check out everything over there, sports. They're going to cover sports, movies, anything to do with anything. It says it right in the name. It's an awesome website. Check us out over there and tweet us at healthy_stream on Twitter. And you can send your movie submissions, randomizer submissions, all that stuff right on Twitter, email, however, just reach out. We want to hear from you guys. Adrian?
You can follow me on Letterboxd at with a T at the end. All one word. Other than that, I think that's the only thing I want to talk about right now. So I'm going to pass it over to Matt.
That's nice.
Butt plug and an Anna Swatch. It's a strange combo, but.
Actually, yeah. That makes a lot of sense. That's why it's shut. It's anus wide shut with a butt.
The plug shutting it.
It's yeah. Like the door. Yeah.
I the only thing I'm on is letterbox goes to 11 GOESTOELEVEN.
Nice. Also, go to the show notes. We have everything written there, so just click a link.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. All right. Should we say bye-bye?
Goodbye.
Peace.
I like pleasure spiked with pain, and podcasts are my aeroplane.